station, the people's voice.
The people's voice.
WTAN, tan. It's better than getting burnt.
Are you live?
Are we live?
No, we're not live. No.
We make believe we're live.
The phone would be ringing if we were live right now. Believe me.
Would it be really ringing? Because we're here. We got Jimmy Hart here at the Big Mouth of the South.
Hit the bell.
Ding, ding.
There you go.
Round one.
I feel like I'm in the ring now.
Okay. So, Jimmy, how the hell are you?
You know, I'm doing great. You know, just came down to be with you from Daytona Beach, Florida. That's a heck of a drive. It should take about 2 hours and 15 minutes, but today it took 5. So, other than that, you know, whatever Don Corleone wants, Don Corleone gets. So here we are.
Didn't you just get back from New York City? Oh, no, you didn't go to New York City. I forgot. You went to
Philadelphia.
You used to go to New York City.
We were in Philadelphia this weekend and Albany, New York for a little autograph session. It turned out great. Pretty cold, though, but I came back to warm weather here, but it's cold here, too, in beautiful downtown Clearwater, Florida.
Well,
it's cold for a week, Jimmy. It's cold for a week, you know?
Good thing about the cold weather, it keeps your hair up there like that.
Freeze and shine, baby, freeze and shine. Plus, we want to thank everybody here for WTAN Tan Talk Radio for letting us on tonight.
The voice of Clearwater is now ready to speak. Who's our first caller here? Oh, we ain't got no callers yet. Maybe tomorrow. So, basically, you used to go to New York City back in the good old days when wrestling was really wrestling. Instead of this, I don't know what they're doing now. Now it's like a boring soap opera. But back in the day, you were in Madison Square Garden, weren't you?
Madison Square Garden once a week, every week for about 10 years. You know, my first appearance in Madison Square Garden was for WrestleMania 1. I managed Greg the Hammer Valentine against Tito Santana. And then I turned around and managed King Kong Bundy against SD Jones, which we won that match in about 16 seconds.
That's a pretty quick match.
It was a very quick match.
So, but you used to go there once a week to Madison Square Garden?
Madison Square Garden once a week. Well, we work 7 days a week, of course, but Madison Square Garden was just one of the places that we went once a month. But it was the old garden, you know, the one that really has all the special feel to it. You know, they've kind of revamped it, I guess, about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
Jimmy, your phone's on.
Your phone's on, Jimmy. Oh, you got a call.
I'm sure that's going to happen quite a bit.
Oh, my God, that was our one phone call. Damn, we missed it. Oh, my God. Hang on.
So,
that's our one phone call.
That was the one phone call you were going to get. You like it when you got arrested. You get one phone call, Jimmy. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
How many times have you been arrested, by the way?
You know what? I'm happy to say zero times.
Come on. You can tell us the truth.
That is the truth.
And Jimmy actually, he spent, all right, how many years you spend in wrestling?
Are you trying to say if my lips are moving, I'm lying?
No, but how many years you spend in wrestling?
Too many. No, about 30 years.
30? More than 30. Come on.
No, stop. 30 years. I started in Memphis, Tennessee with Jerry the King Lawler and Andy Kaufman. There for 6 years, and all of a sudden, WWE saw Jimmy Hart's tapes from Memphis, and all of a sudden, that's where I ended up for 10 years. And let me take this phone call.
Well, let me just tell you, Memphis is one place I don't want to end up. I've been there.
So you don't want to go see Elvis Presley, where
he
grew up?
Yeah, we've been there. You took me there. You gave me a tour of Memphis. I pass.
Hey, look, it's the only town where the guys that are begging for money have credit card machines.
So, oh, yeah, you did give a guy money on the street. I said, Jimmy, why are you giving this guy money for, you know? Then everybody wants money.
Ben said, all I have is a credit card. He goes, oh, I can do it. So he had swiped it.
His iPhone, he's got that little thing you swipe across the top.
Tennessee, that's some town, let me tell you. But so you've been wrestling for over 30 years.
Yes, sir, 30 years, baby.
And you've probably seen it all. Because let me tell you, I know a couple of wrestlers. I know about wrestlers. They like to party hard. And these guys are brutes. So how much drugs did you do the whole 30 years you were wrestling?
Well, I'm happy to say zero.
You never did. Jimmy claims. He claims.
It's the truth.
That he's never, ever in his life, which is hard to believe, drank alcohol. Is that true?
I can back it up.
His father had a moonshine business, and he didn't drink alcohol. Bullshit.
There's one.
I can back it up.
Bullshit, Ben.
Hit the bell. There's one.
Are you allowed to say bullshit?
You can say bull crap. You can't say that other word.
Well, we're off the air already.
There's one.
We're off the air already. There we go.
So anyway, he claims he doesn't drink. He claims he never smoked. And he claims he never did drugs.
That's true. You can ask one person. They'll verify it.
Who?
Frank Chevis.
Yeah. Frank Chevis.
Mr. Clearwater.
Mr. Clearwater.
Yeah.
Frank does a lot for this town. A lot. You know, and you guys need to stop hating him.
Hey, aren't y'all putting something together downtown Clearwater?
Yeah, we're trying to get the Clearwater View, which is like the Orlando Eye.
Yeah,
and
I heard about that.
We're going to light Clearwater up, baby. But so the only problem is we're afraid that if we put that big giant Ferris wheel all lit up, the Scientologists will come running thinking it's the mothership. And
no, the mothership's already down there. They know where the mothership is.
It's underground.
Yeah.
So 30 years in wrestling. You've been with some of the biggest names in wrestling.
Some of the biggest, baby.
I mean, we all know you've been with Hulk Hogan. Who else you've been with? Jerry Lawler, the King.
Some of the biggest ones. Luke of the Bush. No, I'm just kidding. I've been with the Nasty Boys, one of your favorite. Brian Knobs, right. Jerry Sags.
Whoever named them the Nasty Boys, they knew what they were naming because Brian is probably one of the nastiest people I've ever met in my life.
And one of the funniest.
I don't know about funny. He's pretty nasty.
One of the funniest.
He ran into me once. I mean, literally ran into me. Well, I locked him in the bathroom. It was over at a restaurant. And on his birthday, he was out of control. I mean, the guy just was go ballistic on you, crazy. I mean, he would drink booze like it was going out of like water. And I was locked him in the bathroom, and I finally couldn't hold the door anymore. And he rips it open. And he runs down, runs over me like a friggin' freight train and knocked me down. And I mean, I never been hit so hard in my life. I thought I was just run over by a train or a bull or something. But I hear he's doing better now.
He's doing great right now. He just was.
When was the last time you talked to him?
Last week he was in Philadelphia. We did a big autograph session in Philly.
Oh, you were with him doing the Philly ding?
Yeah, Philly. He was up there.
So how's his drinking doing?
You know, he's not drinking anymore. He gave it up.
Brian Knobs is not drinking.
I
better hurry up and sell any liquor stock I got because I noticed some stock going down.
I guess you woke him up when y'all bumped into each other
because it
knocked the liquor out of him. But he's straightened up now. He's doing a great job. He really is. We're very happy for him.
But you know who's tougher than Brian?
Sags.
His wife.
Oh.
I've seen her beat on him like you wouldn't believe. Like she's a tough lady. I wouldn't want to mess with her.
Well, she's pretty tough.
So you were Brian already, and he's not. He's cleaned up, and he's doing
he's,
good.
He's cleaned up. He's doing excellent. He's doing a great job. And, of course, you know, he's right here in Tampa, Florida, of course, Philadelphia guy. Well, so he's back here now. But some of the names I've been with that you ask, you know, of course, the immortal Hulk Hogan. We've been with Brutus the Barber Beefcake, used to manage him, along with the Rougeau Brothers, the Nasty Boys, the Hart Foundation, the Honky Tonk Man, Greg Valentine, Tito Santana. What's wrong with me? I feel like an elephant sitting on my tongue. Tito Santana. But altogether, about 23 different wrestlers through the years. And, of course, we started in Memphis. And before that, before you said, we had a million-seller record called Keep On Dancing. Well, when I took you to Memphis, man, you saw the little gold musical note on Bill Street that had the Gentry's on it.
Yep. You were a gentry, not a gentleman, but a gentry.
It cost me a lot of money to buy that and put it on there, too. Trust me on that. No, just kidding. But Ben went to Memphis, Tennessee with us, and I showed him where Isaac Hayes cut his first record down there at Stack Studio. And I thought we had a great trip.
The fanciest hotel has ducks walking through the lobby.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants some smelly ass? Oop, can you say ass?
Uh-oh, we're off the air again.
Yeah, you say ass.
There you go.
Ass is okay.
You know, so you want some smelly ducks walking through the lobby.
Back to
what
do
they call that hotel? Sorry.
Back to the song there. Was the Gentry's, you said?
Right.
The Gentry's. Let's hear the Gentry's.
Okay. Yeah, I vaguely. I
keep on dancing.
Keep on dancing, baby.
They kept dancing, but they didn't keep singing. That was the problem.
What was wrong with it? I mean, I thought it was...
Well, we were nice kids, but the Beach Boys kind of stomped them, and I don't know. What happened with the Gentry's? You guys...
This is it right here, isn't it? It's a nice little video in there, too. You know, looking up online.
Yeah, you got to show Jimmy's face, which one he is.
I don't think... Are you in the video?
He's in the video.
What do you mean, am I in the video? Are you kidding me?
He was the guy lip-syncing.
Well, I see Major Nelson here and Genie and the Munsters. No, not the Munsters.
Oh,
the Addams,
you know,
Family.
You're not watching our Gentry deal. You're watching something... Somebody put together a montage of stuff.
Breaking news.
Ding, 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 ding. Breaking news. I feel like I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Here so, Jimmy, now what are you going to do?
Well, right now we are up in Daytona Beach. A good friend of mine put me up there in Daytona Beach. excuse me, and we've been having a pretty good little year up there so far, but we're trying to relocate as soon as we can back down to Tampa, Florida, if it's possible. So we're working on that now.
It's news.
That's Brazilian news. It's not American news. You know,
what's going to happen in Brazil?
Some five dead killed in Brazil. I mean, that's like every day. You go to these Latin countries, you're taking your life in your hands, just visiting them now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's be honest, you know. Honest radio, that's what we need. We need honest radio. Tell it like it is, and if you don't like the truth, go join the Scientologists.
Listen, we are trying to make...
You know, why does everybody not want to hear the truth anymore, Danny? Dan, not Danny, you're Jimmy.
Please.
That's Danny.
I dare you insult me like that.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, why can't we tell the truth anymore? It's America. We're supposed to speak what we want to speak. I mean, you know, we shouldn't hurt people. You shouldn't, you know, really be mean to nobody. But the truth's the truth, you know?
Why don't we just make Clearwater great again? That's what I want to do.
As long as we don't make it gay again. Did I say gay? I'm not allowed to say gay. I forgot.
No, you can say that.
Okay. You're not gay, are you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you're not gay, are you?
Listen, no,
I know you've been a lot of men, a lot of wrestlers in the locker rooms. I heard stories, but not about you. Never heard a story about you, but I heard stories about these big brutes.
Ben, why are you so homophobic?
I'm not homophobic. It's just it's like a hot topic. It's a hot topic. You know, my wife gets mad because the kid watches TV and they got, you know, gays on TV like it's an alternative. It's not an alternative. It's a lifestyle that an adult chooses, and I don't know why they just keep it in the closet. You know, it was fine in the closet. Why is it going to be out in public? I mean, there are countries that will kill you. Forget about it. You know, you go to, I'm afraid. I'm getting ready to take a trip to Dubai.
Oh.
I'm scared to go to Dubai, and I'm not even gay. You can't hold your wife's hand.
But you're a Jew.
You can't drink. You can't do this. You can't do that. I mean, let me tell you something. Everybody that's bitching about, I can't say bitching, can I?
Well, you say bitching.
Everybody's bitching about living in this country right now, and you can't say this, you can't say that. Please, go visit another country, okay? Go to these Latin countries, you know, go to these Arab countries, go to France, even Paris, Germany. I've been to all of them. You don't know how lucky we are living in this country here. We ain't perfect, but we're a whole lot better than all these other countries, let me tell you. Jimmy, you just came back from Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia? I was over there with
the
hookster.
How was the food? How would you like the food?
I didn't eat the food.
Jimmy never eats the food.
He just drank and did the drugs.
We had grilled cheese.
He'll kill you.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
If you get caught with alcohol or drugs in Saudi Arabia, they'll kill you.
Uh-oh.
Over there, you have to sign a piece of paper before you go that if you get caught with pornographic material, if you get caught using profanity, if you get caught with firearms, it's punishable by death.
Well, Ben, you can't go over there.
Yep. Definitely, I'm not welcome in those places.
Nope.
And I'd like to buy a one-way ticket tonight for.
And if you weigh over 500 pounds, it's also death, and they slaughter you and feed you to the homeless, just like the cattle.
Ooh. Very good, Danny.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, really.
He doesn't like fat people. That's the whole thing.
No,
he's
I love fat
one of these
people.
Skinny little twerps.
I just like
goes
making
to
fun
yoga,
of Ben.
And he eats at that stupid restaurant. What the hell's the name of it?
Nature's Food Patch.
Crap Patch.
Oh, God.
Nature's Crap Patch.
You don't like Nature's Food Patch?
Well, you suck on a celery stick?
Oh,
no,
my
I'm good. I just had a celery stick.
They got They put veganaise on your sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
You know,
we used to throw that at people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That place, they charge you double for garbage, okay? That's what you're getting, suckered into garbage. Stuff that doesn't even cost anything to make, because there's nothing in it. And you're paying double for shit that doesn't even cost anything to make.
Oh, there's another bell.
Oh.
I'm telling you, you're going to be off the air before we... That's not... Before we did the radio show, I told him, I said, Vin, your whole thing is being...
Obnoxious.
Yes. And I said, you can't be that anymore. I said, everything is politically
correct.
I'm going to
be Jimmy Hart. I love everybody, baby. Yeah, I'm Jimmy Hart. I'm Jimmy Hart. I love you, baby. Love you, baby.
I mean, Ben, even if you didn't censor yourself, you still couldn't hold a candle.
Yeah, I'm thinking the dump button's going to need a dump button.
Oh, yeah, we're going to need like a 60
that'll be worn out.
Delay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Why are you looking at me like that?
We taped the show 3 days ago, but we had to get all the bleeps and stuff out of from Ben.
Bleep, bleep. Sitting here with a couple of bleeps. You guys should actually go and audition for the real-life Beavis and Butthead. You can make the movie, okay?
Can you hook us up or something? I mean, don't you know anybody?
I don't know anybody but Jimmy Hart, so... How old are you now, Jimmy?
Listen, I had Knobs and Sags as the Beavis Knobs and Butthead. And Sags. Because if you think about it, they look like Beavis and Butthead, the real life Beavis. Yeah, Beavis. I had that from WCW, but they wouldn't let me do it.
Wouldn't let you do it.
We had the couch and everything fixed out there. We had the TV for them to interview the people with, and it just didn't make it to the...
And what about your Wrestlicious? You had girls wrestling that didn't
we
make
had
it either,
a,
huh?
A show called Wrestlicious.
I told you what to do. You need to take
ago.
Over to midget wrestling. Jimmy Hart's midget wrestling.
You can't say that word anymore.
Midget? Why not?
It's not little politically
people.
Correct. It's not
Jimmy
politically
Hart's
correct.
Little
is this what we're doing? We're trying not to be politically correct.
This
you're freaking midgets. What do you want?
You can't say it. I'm telling you.
You got sausage fingers and everything.
Just remember.
Whatever.
That was Big Ed and Ben saying that, not me, baby.
All right, I'm just saying it's you can't say it.
Can't say midget. Can't
so
say
what
gay.
Do you say? What
nothing.
Are you supposed to say? Vertically challenged
sit here on a radio
little
and
people.
Say nothing.
Little people.
That's
people.
What you are. Nothing.
Little
you're
people.
A nothing
you're a nothing sandwich, just like a BLT. You're a lettuce and tomato on bread with no mayonnaise. Just dry lettuce and tomato on bread. White bread. Wonder bread.
You don't get it. People don't understand. That's what you ate for dinner last night.
No, okay? Two nights ago.
And you feel like an idiot because I offered to buy everybody dinner.
Hang on, let me tell Jimmy the story.
You wanted a BLT.
Before you taint... Before
There's
you
nothing... A BLT is missing.
Before you taint the conversation, let me get at least Jimmy's honest opinion. Then you can...
BLT's
got
bacon.
Don't ask him because all he eats is freaking bread and cheese. Okay.
Well, we need to have at least...
And he won't even eat out of a glass. Drink out of a glass. Has to be a paper cup. He's a hypochondriac.
So Jimmy, 2 days ago, Ben... ordered us dinner, and I ordered a BLT from the little bar down the street from where we were recording the podcast.
Okay.
And I got the BLT, and then Ben got really upset that I ordered a BLT and started screaming at me, saying that a BLT is basically a nothing sandwich, and anybody who eats a BLT is a nobody and a nothing.
Because you don't have the main ingredient. If I order a bacon cheeseburger, I got the bacon, I got the lettuce, I got the tomato, but I got the meat.
Well, BLT is bacon.
Is bacon not meat?
That's a topping. Bacon is a topping. It's not a chicken
sandwich.
It depends
on how much. Well, it depends on how much bacon's on there.
Listen, you of all people, by looking at you, should be on my side, okay?
Oh, why? Because I'm fat?
You're not eating no goddamn BLT. You're going to have a fucking burger.
Oh, there you go. And that's the big one. That's the big one.
We're off the air now. That's it.
You're going to have a burger. You're going to have a big piece of chicken on there.
That was
a
$50,000 fine.
Jimmy, I was going to say, if we're going to do this, I think that Ben, when he gets here, he's going to leave his car as a deposit.
Listen, that was
for the FCC.
$50,000 fine on that one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put some soap in my
and a
mouth.
Suspension for the radio station.
Yeah, you just got the radio. You just put their radio station.
I wouldn't curse that much if I wasn't surrounded by an idiot like Danny. You know.
So
like
go ahead and finish your BLT thing.
Anyways, he's eating a freaking BLT.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot because I ate a BLT.
But you know what?
First and I'm a liberal because I ate a BLT.
But why did you order it from down the street? The place you were at wasn't good enough for a BLT?
According to Ben, only liberals eat BLTs.
But you know what, Danny? I don't eat bacon. So I'd had a mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato.
Jimmy, have you ever had a BLT, any of you guys? Have you had a BLT with egg on it, with a fried egg on it?
Now it's a breakfast
That's
sandwich.
Called that breakfast. That's called breakfast.
That's
yeah.
Waffle House.
It's a sandwich.
Idiot you are.
That's a McMuffin.
You
that's
didn't
a McMuffin.
Have a breakfast sandwich. You had bacon, lettuce, tomato, and bread.
But I could
no
have
burger,
added an egg.
No chicken patty.
An egg's
no
not meat.
No steak, no nothing. Okay, you had everything but the main ingredient.
I gotta put steak on my BLT to make it real.
You had a vegetarian sandwich with bacon on it.
And therefore,
and
I am
you're an idiot. So everything you do in life is an idiot. It's, you know, it's
what
you.
What do you think about
you're
that,
from
Jimmy?
Seminole, and you can't help it.
I don't eat bacon anymore.
You don't eat
so you think what he's saying is accurate?
No, I think that a BLT without the bacon is great.
I rest my case.
An LT?
Just an LT?
Yep, that's it, baby. Mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. Woo, it's a poor boy special.
And the cheese, right?
And the cheese. Well, I love cheese on it, too. That is
Jimmy
great.
Likes grilled cheese, right?
I love grilled cheese, but one of my favorite restaurants, you know where it's at? Waffle House.
And Olive Garden, right?
Olive Garden. I love Olive Garden, Waffle House.
I love both of those, too.
Yeah. I love, there's a place in Daytona called
Don
Pepper's, which is great.
Don Pepper's is good. You took me there.
Yeah, I know I did.
We had a great meal there.
It was beautiful there.
Ben goes to Village Inn on Monday nights for the free pie.
Wednesday night.
They got buy one, get one pie, so he'll drive
half. Buy one, get one.
He drives across town. He drives across town for a free pie.
He wants to get your story straight. It's a free slice of pie. Okay, you buy a cup of coffee, you get a free slice of pie. I take my whole family there. I end up feeding everybody dessert for $5. Okay? While you sit around eating friggin' yogurt or whatever the hell you're doing and paying a fortune for it.
Hey, BLTs.
It's $5 with the coupon.
Yeah, why don't you exactly. Go
chew on some tofu?
Hey, look, why don't we talk about...
Talk about what? What do you want to talk about, Jimmy? We're here for you to talk.
What is your opinion?
How old are you again?
What's your
we got a lot of time. How old are you now?
What's your opinion on the Rays?
The Rays.
Down in, they were okay. going to go to Ybor City.
Nobody's going to put up that kind of money to build a no damn stadium in Tampa. Can you say damn?
Yeah.
Okay, something Beavers build. Anyway, it was all a big thing. Nobody, all the big shots, the billionaire, we don't want to mention his name. I don't want to mention his name.
Peter Thiel?
Frank Sevis.
Peter Thiel?
We all know who the billionaires are in Tampa, you know, okay? He owns the hockey team, and he's a big shot, but he made his money in New York. Okay, let's remember that. These guys, like me, I didn't make any money in New York. In fact, all I got was broke in New York. Anyway, the point is this. The whole problem with this thing with the Rays going to Tampa was there's nothing wrong with the stadium they have right now. It's a perfectly good stadium.
In July when it's 100 degrees out, that stadium is perfect.
If it's raining, if it's freezing, if it's hot, we're indoors. It's a great place. It's right up the freeway.
It's boring.
Boring. You watch the baseball. That's what you're there for. I keep falling asleep. Because it's comfortable.
Because you go out and have
you fall asleep because you ate three friggin' hot dogs.
That's right. Because you go out and you have dinner, and a fat guy in 70-degree weather is gonna fall asleep, no matter where you go.
That's why I like going there. That's the purpose. I go to that club bar. I go to that part where they got all you can eat and all that stuff. Oh man. Anyway, the point is, Tampa. They already got. We already have to go there for hockey. You got to go there for football. Okay. It's all about Tampa. Let Tampa get in there. Can I say goddamn?
Sure.
Let them be getting their goddamn cars or Uber or whatever the hell they want to do and come over here for a change. Okay? They come over to our beach. Let them come watch our baseball. So it's not all about Tampa. Let's kiss Tampa's ass. You say
so what you're saying? Screw Tampa. So what you're saying? Way cooler.
So what you're saying? Put a
leave it alone. And fine. They just bought the soccer team, the Rays. Now they're going to improve soccer. You know, so
what you're saying?
Great.
We need kickball. We need to buy some land and put it here in Clearwater. Is that what you're saying?
St. Pete Stadium is fine. Okay.
They're already leaving, right?
They're not leaving. They're not going nowhere. They got nowhere to go.
It's too far to go over there, though,
Ybor.
Ben.
Everything's about Ybor. I've been to Ybor. Ybor sucks. Okay?
I think if the Rays could find property in the Feather Sound area or whatever they call that, Terrytown, whatever the Tump Town, whatever it is,
right.
In that area, if they want to move, but what they tried to do is they tried to make this stadium part of Ybor, where it's going to be open 365 days a year. You can go out, you can sit on the grass, you can do yoga and all that stuff. They were trying to incorporate that. I'm not going over there to do yoga. I don't do yoga, period, and there's no way I'm going to drive all the way to Tampa. But the thing is, like you say, everything's already in Tampa, and it's now you want to go mess with Ybor? No, I'm not going to Ybor.
Ybor's a dump.
They need to bring the Raymond James Stadium to St. Pete.
Not without being bulletproof vest in Ybor, okay? So get back over here and find a spot. There's got to be a find a spot.
Tampa's overrated to begin with.
And
okay?
Let me tell you, the dome is ugly. It is ugly, and it needs to go. Okay? They've made their money. Find a way. The Rays ownership is making a lot of money. They can cry poor mouth. They won't open up their books and show that they're supposedly losing money when they're not losing money. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars. They just got a new thing from Fox. They're going to make $130 million over the next 2 years from the contract, and that's all in their pockets. And on the other hand, we're going to chastise the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox because they spend $250 million on a payroll. Which is stupid, but then on the other hand, we're going to go, oh, the Rays are only going to spend $30 or $40 million on the payroll. Baseball is stupid. Baseball is upside down. I don't know who these owners are in baseball, but they're stupid. Absolutely. How can you pay a guy $25, $30 million a year where he can only hit the ball a third of the time and he's great? That's just ridiculous to me.
Yep.
So fine.
Yeah, but that's the whole industry.
But that is the whole
guy's way too much money. And the poor schmuck, it takes him $100 to take his kid to get a game and buy him a hot dog. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's who pays for the guy's salary. They add another dollar on the popcorn, another dollar on the Coke, $2 more on the parking. That's how they can pay these guys.
I love the $12 beer night at the Trop. I love that. That's great.
And you get to keep the cup.
Do you think $12 for a beer.
Do you think we could trade Raymond James Stadium for Mons Venus? We could give Tampa Raymond James and we'll take Mons Venus.
Why don't you go take a friggin' car tomorrow, Venus, and, you're from another planet. That's what I think.
I need the cricket sound effect.
You're from planet Wacko.
You know, we were talking about that in the press box the other day. What happened to the halftime shows for the Bucks? Did you ever go to the old Bucks games, the old Sombrero? We had the Frisbee Dogs. It was great. I mean, you actually sat in your seat because that was probably the best part of the game is watching the halftime show. Now you get some little kids running around. That's fine. You know, maybe the kid's hitting on something. We get the Mons Venus dances. We'll piss everybody off. Get the Mons Venus dances.
Why? Just
and go XFL. Go XFL on him. Go XFL on the 50-yard line for the halftime show.
You got cheerleaders. Just make them wear less.
Yeah, absolutely. Now they're wearing more because it's politically correct. And their breasts have gotten a lot smaller. And that just pisses me off.
Can you say that on
you
radio?
You know what?
Breasts.
What about this? Talk about
you just can't say big breasts.
Think about this. Politically correct. What about the Kevin Hart ordeal he went through about the Oscars for Kevin Hart?
Yeah, well.
Ben,
that's Hollywood.
That's your cue.
What do you mean? Hollywood's crazy. I mean, the one side of the field and the other side of the field. That's Hollywood. You know,
the whole world's going nuts.
Well, I don't. Hey, Jimmy, do you actually watch any of the award ceremonies that come out of Hollywood anymore?
Absolutely not.
Because why? Because it goes political.
But you know what? Here's what I can't understand. Why wouldn't the movie that made the most money be the one that won the Oscar? It's always the movies you never hear about that draw $20,000. They get an Oscar for that. And to me, it's,
you know what? When the top movie, the top seller of the year comes out, I never go see that movie. Because you know why? It probably sucks. Because there were a lot of fools that went to saw that movie and said it sucked, but people kept going to
I went for Firestick.
The one that makes the most money should be the winner.
Not really, because of the big studio franchises that make the most money. All the Marvel movies just
out
of the box
make
the most money.
But you can't make the people go if they don't want to go.
Right, so but it's not about how many people go.
No, but it's all the hype. It's all the hype.
But it is about how many people go, too, because that's what puts the money. When they come out and say this movie grossed for $80 million is because people went to it.
Well, that could be like a category of like a prize you get for like most money, but when you got to like nominate a director and you got to nominate actors for best acting and like best picture, best cinematography, there's like so many categories.
Best wrestling manager.
But yeah, you know exactly. What? Nominated is the word. Doesn't
best
mean they
suplexer.
Won anything. It's nominated. They didn't win anything. It's like giving a kid an award for being in 13th place, for crying out loud.
Hey, I won 13th place once.
You didn't win nothing. You didn't get picked to play. You sat on the bench the whole time.
Why don't you go pick your nose?
Well, hey, let me ask you this, Ben. Everybody knows about my background was in a wrestling career and everything. What about you? How did you get started? I know it was started in New York and Oakland, Oakland, California. But tell us a little bit about your background. Okay, I guess that's a short story. Very good.
There's some things you can't discuss.
I got my first Monopoly board when I was 8 years old. And
it's ours.
You know, everybody's got a story, Jimmy.
Well, let's hear yours.
I try to not think of the past. I try to think of the future. The future of Clearwater. I mean, I grew up in New York City. It was really bad. It was really rough. You know, I got fired by the mafia. I couldn't work for them. they didn't want me, and I got a lot of trouble. I went in the Army. Saved my life, and blah, blah, blah. I went into real estate, and here I am today.
All right. Doing a radio show.
A radio show with Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy, how did you meet Ben?
Through Hulk Hogan.
Prison.
The Huckster. Ben.
Hulk dumped him on me, basically.
Yeah, Billy, really, he's had to support me.
You take care of him for a while. Here, take care of him, brother.
When was the first time you ever laid eyes on Ben?
There was,
get him, brother. Honestly, it was the biggest favor he ever did for me.
Listen,
Let me tell you what happened
with Ben. He had purchased the George Steinbrenner Hotel over there, the Best Western. There was a place in a little restaurant in it called Crappy Bill's, right?
Mm-hmm. Some called it Crappy Bill's,
right?
Yeah.
And so Ben wasn't going to renew that lease over there. So
the owner of Crappy Bill's is actually a really nice guy. He's a friend
right.
of mine.
And so what happened is Hulk says, you know, I've got this guy named Ben Mala that's buying this hotel, and they were talking about me putting my restaurant in there. I happened to have this old menu when we had a place up in Las Vegas called the Nitro Grill. So I went over and I put Hulk's pictures on all the menus and stuff instead of some of the other wrestlers. We took it over. We never got to do the menu that we wanted. We wanted slam burgers and dropkick chili and everything, but it turned out to be sushi and whatever. So, but to make a long story short, Ben listened to Hulk and everything.
You don't like sushi, do you, Jimmy?
Pardon?
You don't like sushi, do you?
No, but
you don't
I like
eat fish,
but I,
do you?
But I like BLTs
but
without the bacon.
Let me ask you this: you don't eat fish, do you?
No fish.
You won't eat no chicken, will you?
No chicken.
I seen you eat a burger once, and then ratty
Well done.
Well done.
And I seen you eat a steak once at my house, but then we had to take you to hospital.
But let me finish this real quick. Yeah, he did. I was sick as a dog. Let me tell you what happened. So then we put the little bar in there, the restaurant in there, and all of a sudden, that a place that held 800 people was drawing 1,500, then 2,000, then 3,500. And then that's when the trouble started. The police came out. The fire people came. I mean, it was like pandemonium every week over there. And then finally, Ben had enough and sold the hotel. And I ended up in Daytona Beach, Florida, which I like it up there. It's not bad.
So you're living in the hotel room there, the top floor?
Living the hotel up there right on the ocean, man. Every morning you get up and...
What's up with that roommate you have there? The guy who imitates the Hogan imitator guy? What's his name again?
Paulie. Yeah, he does a great job.
What's his story?
He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, just like me. No drugs. He's on time every day, dependable.
He's nuts.
13th place?
Yeah, 13th place. But
definitely 13th place.
No, he does a great job up there, really. They're very good.
He's Jimmy's right-hand man.
Right-hand man.
Why did he start dressing like Hulk Hogan?
Well, why are you dressing like Eminem?
I didn't do it on purpose.
You did a heck of a job of it, let me tell you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
But I was just curious because, I mean, he clearly went out of his way to look like Hulk.
Well, because he's got the hairstyle like the Hulkster. He's got the blonde hair, the Fu Manchu mustache and everything. And I think a lot of people used to go around going, God, you look like a mini Hulk Hogan. And then Hulk had him in some of his videos and stuff, too. That's why he did it. But it helps the bar because we've got a wrestling theme up there. And by doing that and him kind of looking like the Hulkster, it turns out to be pretty good for us. Mm.
That's it.
Very nice.
That's the story.
Show's over. Here we go. Jimmy. Thank you very much. Somebody call
Where
over.
Where are we going for dinner after this? I'm hungry.
I already had dinner.
Wherever you can get a BLT.
A BLT.
I had my wife made Mexican.
Oh, man. You got any leftovers at the house?
Yeah, but you don't like my wife's cooking.
I love your wife's cooking. I appreciate it much more than you do.
I don't think you're allowed in my house anymore.
Yeah, huh. Right.
Does anybody in the world like Danny? I can't think of one person. There's not one person in the world that actually
Daniel.
Likes you.
It's Daniel.
Jimmy likes Danny.
It's Daniel.
Who?
Jimmy.
I do. I like
Jimmy
Danny.
Don't like Danny, please.
I love Danny.
Jimmy's just, he won't admit it. You know, he'll try to be nice, but I can't think of honestly one person in the whole world that likes you. I don't think your parents like you. I don't think your girlfriend likes you. I think you're just screwed up.
Oh, there's the crickets.
All right. That was Jimmy's response. What do you think? You think,
besides,
yeah, I have something to talk about. You know.
We only did 35 minutes there, you know.
We can go on
for crying out loud. You know,
that was, was
completely unscripted.
Hey, but I think if we get the phone calls coming in too, that'll give us good topics.
Yeah, people like it. That it's not
and
scripted.
Guests and music and all that stuff. And I mean, it's
by the way, look at this. I sent you this the other day.
Ooh, he sent it to me. Oh, my God.
He's going to show him. Big secret, big secret.
Oh, something new on YouTube. Cut, oh, no.
Cut the camera.
I play on YouTube every day.
Cut the camera.
You're not a Twitter. You're just a twit.
Yeah,
we should. You can't say twat.
No, yes, we can. We had a show.
Need a list of words.
We had a totally geeky show host say, I just twatted today. I said, what? I twatted for my first time. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, you know, the app? And I said, tweet? He goes, yeah, but I twatted.
Oh, does that mean you tweeted, you twatted?
Congratulations. I hope it was good.
As
long as you don't get in trouble. What?
It has this thing. It's a mixer like we have, but it has a plug-in for a phone, so you can plug any phone into it. It goes right to the podcast.
That's nice.
Yeah, like you can do live phone calls now.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was a breaking news.
You can do live phone calls
I want to show it to him. I would forget about it if I didn't say it now.
Why don't you go buy a karaoke set and go sit in a room somewhere and sing to yourself? So, I don't know, Jimmy. What do you think? You think you want to play with this or what? You want to, you know, I mean, if we actually had people calling in and, you know,
I think if we put some thought into it, and we got Big Ed up here helping us out on this. I think
Ed, how many viewers we got?
We're not on live. I mean, no.
We wouldn't be on live.
No, I'm audio recording it right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought we were live.
We're simulating, okay?
That's why I asked you. I gave you the other. We could have gone Facebook Live. You could have done that.
Oh, we're on Instagram Live right here.
Okay.
Well, how many viewers we got in there? Yeah, we do. He's filming.
Who's filming?
He is. We're on live right now on YouTube.
Who's filming?
No, not YouTube.
His iPad.
Not on YouTube.
The iPad's live streaming right now to Instagram.
I don't even think he has an eye. Forget about a pad.
What?
I know he ain't got no pad. He lives in his mother's house in the basement.
Yeah, he lives in his mom's
bed. It's like a bigger iPhone.
It's made by Apple. It's called an iPad.
Where'd you get the Apple? From the health food store? So, Jimmy, what do you think?
I think that it has possibilities if we really put some thought into it, and we got our main man up there.
Talk about some topics, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
Like, you know, Trump is all over TV today, you know? He wants the wall. He wants the wall. Give him the friggin' wall already. I mean, you know, the point is that we don't put that wall up. China's got a wall. Every other country, you can't get in any other country. Name one other country people are sneaking into except Mexico, and you ain't got to sneak. You just walk right in. If we don't stop people from just coming in our country, it's going to be a big mess, okay? And he told you at the beginning, you need the wall. We didn't listen to him. Now we got caravans of people, poor people I feel sorry for.
With cell phones, by the way.
Yeah, and you know who's mixing in with them, okay? So the problem is, even with the wall, it still ain't going to stop the tunnels. We still got to figure out a way for the tunnels. The walls need to go in the ground, probably about, what, 20 feet. We need a wall that's 20 feet underground and 20 feet above ground. We need 40-foot walls to really protect our borders. That's how bad everybody wants to get in this country. Everybody. Why? If this is such a bad place and we're all such bad people and this and that, why does everybody want to come here?
Hey, by the way, did you see that when they leveled that, what was it, the whatever the restaurant was, they found the tunnels in the Ybor?
Yeah, right.
They're trying to say that was a sewer system? It was bull crap. Come on.
Was that the Colombian restaurant?
It was close. I mean, how corrupt probably was Ybor?
Oh, forget about
80 years ago, 75.
The mafia ran.
Oh, yeah. Now, Ybor, isn't Ybor and Tampa somehow connected to the JFK crap that was going on?
That's what people say, but, you know, who the heck knows?
Traficante.
You know, back then, the guy here in Tampa was a big, big mafia guy.
Traficante.
His family actually is pretty nice now.
I mean, that one tunnel, they would say, that was just a sewer system. What sewer system has finally laid brick, you know, curved ceilings and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know what they were
doing. There's probably a waiter down there and everything. So.
I don't know what they were doing. Hiding stuff, smuggling stuff, storing stuff. Maybe guns. I don't know. Drugs, guns. Who the hell knows? Booze. Or maybe it was from the, days? The days of, you know, Jimmy, remember when you were a kid, you couldn't drink liquor? What was that called? Prohibition.
Prohibition? Yeah.
I don't know. Who the hell knows? Ybor's an old town.
Remember my daddy made moonshine, though, back
Jimmy
in
ran
Alabama.
Jimmy ran it. He didn't drink it.
Yeah.
Ben, this just in.
This just in.
Judge orders Stormy Daniels to pay $293,000 in legal fees to President Trump.
Oh, that hooker.
Rapid fire news.
You know, whatever he did before he became president, you know, you can't hold it against him unless he did something that bad.
All right, Ben, would you hit that before your wife?
I wouldn't hit it while I was married.
That's why I said before. Oh, yeah, before you were married, would
course.
You hit that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you know.
I'd probably twice.
But the point is.
What's wrong with it?
Nobody understands Trump. That's the problem.
But she's the one that wants money now. Isn't that, isn't that extortion?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you know, I tried to get the hush money and they wouldn't give it to me. I thought it was extortion.
How much did Monica Lewinsky get from Clinton from going under the desk?
A cigar in the, you know what? Yeah. That was it.
Rapid fire news.
I mean, you know, every single president has played around, but he's not playing while he's a president.
No.
He ain't fooling around with Nancy Pelosi, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
Do you think Melania's giving him any ass?
Can't say that in there.
You can say ass.
Yeah, you can say ass.
Say what?
Do you think Melania is giving him any ass? Do you think he's getting any action from Melania?
Why don't you just say, do you think Melania's
think she's putting out?
I think she demands it from him. He don't want to have her.
But she's looked pretty pissed off.
You better have me on your schedule tonight. She's a Russian or whatever.
And she's always got that same face.
Nah, she's got the pool boy and the lawn man. She don't want enough Trump.
Listen, anyway, I'm sure Trump has lived a very good life. You know, he is what he is. He's shaking things up. Is he perfect? No, nobody is. Well, maybe I am. But, you know, give the guy a break, okay? And I don't want to hear about all the money he was born into. I know his family. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know all about him. I grew up in New York. I know all about his family. Believe me, you can give a schmuck like you, I can give you $1 billion right now, and you wouldn't have a clue what to do with it to make it grow. You'd piss it all away. So the money is not what it is. The money, you know, is a tool, but it's easy to get money. But what to do with that money, figure that out.
Yeah.
I started with crack houses. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of real estate right now. It's what to do.
The first thing I'd do is I'd buy your whole portfolio.
Yeah, I know. And then you'd ruin it all. And then, you know,
and
then
you'd spend it on
up.
YouTube.
So, you know, the guy's a smart guy. He's, you know, he's rough around the edges, and he's obnoxious, of course, but that's the, what makes him aggressive and get deals done. That's the way it is. He's just very hardcore, you know, deal maker. But I'd rather have him represent me than the last presidents we had. Okay? Look at that little... You think that little guy in Korea is playing with a full deck? That guy ain't playing with a full deck. You ever see? He's got hundreds of thousands of people all standing there in uniforms standing still. It's just crazy, you know? We're dealing with real nuts. And look at what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, these people don't care. They're going to kill themselves to hurt you. Who the hell in their right mind is going to kill themselves? It's like going back to the kamikaze Japan days. You know, you're dealing with people with that kind of mentality. I mean, I wouldn't want to deal with it. And why would he give up being a big-shot billionaire for the life of misery? His life has got to be miserable every day. People just picking on him, harassing him, bitching about him. You can't say bitch, sorry. Anyway,
Ben, if you were running for president, what would you do? What was the first thing you would do?
I wouldn't run. I'd run away.
There we go.
Okay.
He can't run. His ankles would break.
Bite the hand that feeds you. Bite the hand that feeds you.
Oh, my God. You know what? You got to be crazy to have that job. That job is the toughest job in the way.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Let me tell you something.
I'm not giving him nothing to eat tonight. I'm not letting him eat my house. I'm not buying him nothing to eat.
Ask him what happened to the car wash.
Let him go to 7-Eleven and eat the friggin' normal top ramen off the shelf he normally eats.
But I want some pie.
Hey, ask him what happened to the car wash guy.
Wait, say that again, Jimmy?
I said, ask Ben what happened to the car wash guy.
What happened to the car wash guy?
He will be washing no more.
Why? What happened? He was just at the podcast last week.
He what?
He was with us on Sunday.
There you go, Sunday.
He was with us at the podcast on Sunday.
He's a nutcase like you, except he does stupid things that make me feel like he's a problem.
When did you cut ties with him?
No, he was working today. He had to drive happy to Orlando yesterday.
Team Mala is dwindling down.
Yeah, we had Vince on the podcast last week, and he was a real prick.
Except his father.
Yeah, he did.
But he makes me money. You don't make money. My kids make me money.
Ooh. Doesn't do the rest of the world any good.
All you do is piss money away playing with YouTube all day.
So you just want to raise two prick sons and let them make you money and then the rest of the world just hates them?
I'll be retiring soon. I'm not worried. I'll be retiring very soon.
Now, Ben, you had that reality show for a while. How did that go? Was that stressful?
I had to put up with Danny. Anything dealing with Danny is stressful.
You never had a reality show?
No, not a reality show, but you had your YouTube crap.
No, what did they follow you around with the real estate stuff?
Yeah, he tried to have a show, but he wasn't good enough to put one together.
Oh,
I
saw the trailer for it. That's what I... Okay, yeah.
But he couldn't make it up and happen because he's not good enough. He's just an idiot that plays on YouTube.
Ben was on Hoarders. He had a...
Oh, yeah, he was on Hoarders.
Yeah, Hoarders was great.
Hoarders. That was fun.
That's right.
That was great.
I was on two episodes of Dr. Phil.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
We're sorry.
You were the patient.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't the patient?
No, and then I did a game show. It was called Let's Ask America. It was on about 3-4 years ago at 7:30 on ABC.
Definitely wasn't a dating game.
And I won $47,000.
Did you?
I absolutely did.
How much tax you had to pay on that?
Huh?
How much tax did you have to pay?
$9,000.
See? Cheer him go, huh?
Hey, $9,000 tax out of 47.
Yep.
Very good.
But still, that's pretty good. And you know what?
Damn good.
And then they told me we taped it September 12th, and because I was the big winner of the season, they kept holding it for ratings and ratings and ratings. And it says in the contract, it says that if it does not air, you do not get paid. So I was always stressing, you know, what if a world event came up and Obama came out and we got preempted or whatever, then if it doesn't air, you don't get paid. And then the other thing was that...
But it was September 12th. That's the day after September 11th.
It didn't... I know. But it didn't air. They held it for ratings till February. We taped in September, and they held it till February.
Did you win the money because you're on the show, or you won the money because you won it on a game?
I won the game show.
What kind of
game
was it?
Four people Skyped in, and they asked you questions. And then you got money, and you got money, and the one that didn't answer right got knocked off, and the other one got knocked off. And then I had $9,000 at the last round. And I could bet it all for $47,000 or go home with nothing.
What did you have to do to get the $47,000?
The last question was, people in the military say the greatest benefit is, and you had to pick from four answers, the health care, the living, the education, or the traveling.
Healthcare.
Traveling.
I was in the Army 5 years.
Yep. And it's funny because
I went to places
not a month before, a friend of mine did two tours in Iraq, and I said, "Did you get anything out of being?"
I didn't want to do it.
And he said, "Honestly, other than Iraq, was the traveling was," and that stuck in my mind. As soon as he asked me that question, I was like, "I got this." I couldn't get off the phone fast enough.
Jimmy, you've been to Afghanistan, weren't you in the Army?
I went to wasn't in the Army.
You were in the USO, right?
Four USO tours. We went to Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq, and Kosovo.
How was the food?
I just had cheese sandwiches every day.
Goat cheese?
No, the meals were great. Just cheese sandwiches and a little salad, and that was about it. But we went to Kandahar, which is really a rough place. We got hit by incoming in Kandahar, so we made it through that. But on those Tigris tanks out there, every time we got out of the helicopters, the Blackhawks, they'd say, stay with the tanks, stay in the tire tracks, because, you know, IEDs were everywhere.
Right.
So we made it back, but it was me, Knobs and Sags, and Nikolai Volkoff went on one, and me, Diamond Dallas Page, and Greg Valentine, and a couple of the girl wrestlers went on another one.
Just stand behind Nasty Boy, that'll protect you. Any
you know,
bomb.
It would. But it was great going over. My son was in the 101st. Jimmy Hart Jr. was in the 101st for a term over there for that. And so I was glad to kind of go over there for the troops. It was a great experience. It really was.
Your son wasn't over there when you were there, right?
He was over there, but he was in another area where he couldn't come in for the leave and everything. But one of his guys in his, I guess his group, we got to meet with him, and he took a message back for us. But I'm so glad I got to go for it. It was great. It really was.
That's another show right there. We do more in this country for people that are trying to get into the country, you know, the scumbag countries, than the people that actually defended us from those scumbag countries. Oh, that's a whole show right there.
There was a lot of scumbag in it.
Yeah.
It was a scumbag.
Can you say that?
You can't say scumbag.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jimmy, do you have any siblings? Any brothers or sisters?
No brothers, no sisters.
Someone left a comment on a YouTube video that we did saying you should interview Jimmy's brother.
I don't know where you get
that
from.
Oh, wait, I know what they mean. They mean Jimmy Ray Hart. Jimmy Ray.
No,
I'm Jimmy
James
Ray.
James Ray. James Earl Ray.
No, no. He's not my brother.
James Earl Ray.
Bad joke.
Wow.
So anyway, you know, the most interesting thing that I actually did see in Memphis, okay? I mean, the Elvis thing was all right. Elvis, you know, he's cool.
Yeah, we went to Graceland. That
his
was
house
great.
Was cool, you know, but honestly, you know, That the place, that hotel, that motel you took me to, you know.
The Lorraine Motel.
Lorraine Motel, where everything looks identical the way it did the day that poor Martin Luther King got shot right there. And that was pretty intense, you know, because it all looked so real and felt real. And that was like really going into history. I mean, I tell you, that's a bad town. I didn't feel good about being in that town. I had to get out of that town. I come from New York City, you know. All that racist shit and racial stuff.
There's
know,
another one.
It's not us. We you know, the down when you go down south, it's a different feeling when you grow up in the city. You know.
But Memphis has good food. You love the food there.
I didn't care for the food at all. I don't remember.
Jimmy, you go to Memphis for the cheese sandwiches or what?
No, you know what? I changed my little repertoire there. My first day there, I'll eat at Poncho's, the Mexican restaurant.
No meat.
And then from there, I have bean burrito. And then from there, I go eat at a place called The Cupboard, which is all vegetables.
I remember that place.
Yeah. Collard greens, turnip greens, black-eyed peas.
Tennessee chicken.
That was it. No chicken.
Ate chicken. I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He's like
a bird with
no so
no
that
feathers.
Was great. So I took Ben around to a lot of the things. We went to Stax Records, and we saw the studio where we cut Keep on Dancing in with Chips Moman. And he... Isaac Hayes played keyboards on our first album. The Bar Kays, remember Soul?
Yeah, I remember the Bar Kays.
Wasn't that a cartoon?
So they played on all of Otis Redding's stuff and everything, but they played horns on ours. And Steve Cropper, you know, played bass on it too. He was one of the. What was the
who was the guy that ran the goddamn place? The guy that ran it, that made Elvis, gave him his first big break.
George Klein. No. Oh, no, Sam Phillips.
Sam Phillips. That was a good show.
Yeah, we went to Sam Phillips.
They had a really good show on TV about him and all that, Elvis and all that.
That was not the Buddy Holly story. That was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
The Jerry Lee Lewis.
Let me tell you a quick story
about
it.
He was there, and then he was too, but it was a TV show on HBO, I think.
Oh, quick story. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee in high school, and we were over there cutting some stuff. Well, after I graduated from high school, we had Keep On Dancing out on MGM, but then we signed with the Sun label, which was a kind of reboot of the old Sun label. Sam was still alive, and we went to the studio to cut with his son, Knox Phillips, and I cut a song called Why Should I Cry, and then one called Cinema Girl, the old song that Neil Young had out. We had a top 50 record off of it. So while I'm there doing the song, cutting it, Jerry Lee Lewis came in. And while he was in there, we had a photographer that was with us named James Kingsley that worked for the Memphis Press Cemetery. He took all the local pictures there. So while he was in there in the room, he goes, Jaron, which is one of Jerry Lee's wives, he goes, Jaron, that sure is a big purse you got on your arm there. Well, Jerry Lee took it the wrong way and thought he was talking about something else. Uh-huh. And he went, I think you just insulted my wife. And he goes, what? And Jerry Lee pulled out a gun. Wow. So I had to run upstairs and get Sam Phillips to come down. He took the gun. Jerry, you ain't going to shoot nobody in my studio. Jerked the gun away from him and everything else. And, of course, then he went home after that. Quick story.
Well, the movie Great Balls of Fire, somebody did pull a gun. I thought it was his man. Maybe it was Jerry Lee or his managers. Somebody had a gun in there, and that was part of the movie.
I didn't know that.
He lives right. He still lives.
Yeah,
right
Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. Yeah,
he lives right outside of Memphis.
And I got to meet Elvis twice back in the day. We had a manager called Marty Lacker, who was one of the so-called Memphis Mafia, along with George Klein and those guys. And so Marty took me to Elvis's house one day before we went to Stax Studio to cut another record. It was hard to keep a record deal anywhere. I was on Stax Records, MGM Records, Capitol Records. I'm all over the place. But we went there, and I got to meet Elvis then, too. And then, of course, George Klein, a friend of his, was able to get me in line to when Elvis passed away, and I was able to be one of the first 50 people to walk by the casket to see Elvis.
Huh.
And he never asked what was in the paper bags.
And and I remember so vividly on his hand, Elvis had that big old ring, TCB.
Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing it over, Jimmy.
But a lot of good history there in Memphis.
Yeah.
But I was so glad Ben got to go to it.
And I got so glad I got to leave it. Because Beale Street,
you're brutal.
I didn't feel on Beale.
You're brutal.
I think we took up enough of this man's time tonight.
I'm just looking now. We actually just did a 1 hour show. Mm. We just did a 1 hour show, totally unscripted.
So. Already.
Well, I think if we can get a good theme for the shows, I think we can make it work.
We just need a day and a time that works for everybody.
Perfect.
I'm flexible, so it's up to you guys.
Well, you've been great. Thank you for your help. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I think it'd be something great. And as long as we have a time and date that everybody's good with, we can do it.
And thank you guys for watching Concrete Promotions here, My Life for Sale.
Concrete Promotions?
Yes, and we appreciate it. Thank you all very much.
You know that.
Thank you.
What we'll do is we'll you can't hear me unless I have these on, right?
Yeah, he can hear you.
I can't hear you.
I just can't hear you back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So basically what we do is we're going to pick a time, and then whatever that time is, he's going to put it out there. So maybe how do we tell people to listen? If we were live right now, how would we tell people on the internet or whatever to tune in?
Well, first off, we start with a radio promo.
Yeah.
Okay? The promo that the show is coming up. And in a week or 2 weeks, and that would run on the station for 2 weeks, 10 times, whatever. The other part is you can announce on Facebook, Instagram, all that the show is coming up, whatever. Now, we actually have, because what he's recording on his camera right now, they can't hear me talking. So we have a hookup in the box there that anything that comes over your headphones in there and mine here actually goes into his camera. So, in other words, when I was playing the music, they couldn't hear that. So everything we were talking about, they would hear coming out of that. And it would stream. People do the Facebook Live thing, Instagram Live, Periscope Live, whatever. And we also have our own camera that streams on our website and directly to YouTube.
But it's like you said, too, the most important thing is for your listeners on your station, the promos ahead of time going, don't forget starting at 8 o'clock on so-and-so
yes,
day.
Yes, exactly. And you got to give it a couple of weeks, or so.
Absolutely.
You know. And then, like I said, and then the build-up with social media, too.
Right.
So.
perfect.
Gotta get those.
All right, well, we'll
and what we do is on the first show we get a nice big splash guest.
Yeah.
To call in or whatever.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
well, thank you for your time and your work. It was great. We
appreciate
you.
Do you guys want to